Hey everyone, welcome to the Sports in the Mitten podcast, powered by Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Adam Biggers, Michigan and Michigan State beat writer for FanRag Sports, FanRagSports.com. Follow us on Twitter, at FanRag _U and at FanRag Sports. Want to start off the show today, we're going to, as usual, take your questions from Twitter, social media. I'll address a couple of rumors that actually do have some legs here. I know that I caution everybody, don't always believe what you read on Twitter or see on message boards, but there are certain message boards, obviously, that have some credibility, and Chris Ballas's message board at thewolverine.com is certainly one of those. So I'll read a couple experts that I had, or excerpts rather, sent to me from a post today regarding a couple, sounds like injuries, maybe a couple guys banged up. Dan Kronk in here, good to see you, buddy. Hey, Dan, appreciate you watching. And again, guys, we'll have some Twitter questions. We'll have some social media. Good morning, Adam. Hey, Mike Sabrowski, how are you doing? I appreciate it. And actually, before we get into all that stuff, because there's some Florida news, I want to talk about Michigan running backs today. I've really been putting some thought into the running back group. There are a couple things, though, I do want to address today. I know that the show is pretty low-tech. I know that I have to kind of come in to read you guys' comments and everything like that. I want to know what I can do to make the show better for you guys. I like the participation. That's pretty much what I gear it for, you know, for you guys to ask questions. Not a lot of bells and whistles, but if there's anything that I can do to improve the show, I obviously want to kind of improve flow and formats. It's kind of a free-for-all right now, which is fine for me, but it's really starting to pick up, and I do want to kind of put some structure to it. So if you guys have any suggestions, tweet me at AdamBiggers81. You could tweet the podcast at MittenSportsMI. Or just comment on here. Whatever you guys want to see, I want to cater the show to you. Dan Kronk, put a little Amazing Blue in that room of yours. I'm sure there's probably Amazing Blue in here somewhere. Dan, I'm sure. I'm wearing Amazing Black today. Mott Bears. I got to play middle infield yesterday with Brownie. That was pretty fun. We got our butts kicked, but our infield was really good. No errors. Brownie and I turned a double play. It was a lot of fun. So, So without further ado, I guess we'll get in to the YouTube questions, the Twitter questions. And again, I wanted to talk about the running backs group. I want to talk about Ty Isaac. Chris Smith says he can't. Adam has to be objective. That is very true, Chris. That is very true. All right, guys. Last night I had a couple. Adam, I'm gonna butcher your name. D. Bartolomeo. Hopefully, I said that. Any word on Hurst? Some people are talking like injury isn't minor and he's out against Florida. Now, guys, last night I didn't hear about it immediately because I had a game. When I got home, I had a couple messages, and it does sound like the buzz around Maurice Hurst that having an injury is certainly, I guess, credible. And I'm looking right now, Chris Ballas's post from the Wolverine. Again, if you guys look at message boards or anything like that, Chris's posts are pretty good. I'm gonna read from this. It says, Frosh Luigi Villain went down with an apparent leg injury recently, and we've got no updates on this one yet. Like Hurst, it doesn't look good, but again, first glances can be deceiving. Redshirt junior Chase Winovich and sophomore Rashawn Gary have been, quote, banged up, but are both expected to be fine for the opener. It had gotten so bad that Hurst was even taking snaps at weak side end, the team going with a three-man front for a bit with all the depth issues. Sophomore linebacker Josh Uche has been out for some time, confirmed by sophomore safety Josh Metellus the other day. I asked that question, actually, but there's no definitive word on Josh. And I had spoken to a Michigan spokesperson, and there's no academic issues. They said that he wasn't injured. He's still part of the team. So I guess we'll wait to hear on, you know, any news on Uche. But it does sound like the injury to Mo Hurst does have there are some legs to that. It does sound like Luigi Villain also probably nicked up in some capacity too. So I can't confirm either way if Mo's going to play against Florida. I don't think anybody knows the severity of the injury right now, but we'll see. It's certainly not good news, especially if you're Michigan, especially if you're the Michigan defensive line. These guys, you know, we look at the defensive line as a whole, and kind of project what it can do. And last year I was doing a lot of that, and you know, we see Brian Monet get injured 2 years in a row, you know, and Brian Monet a big part of that equation too. So I'll talk more about this as it develops, but I had a lot of questions last night about Mo Hurst, so I want to address that. One real quick from at Albert McKinney, Mason Blue Man. He says 11 wins this year. Albert, I think it's 9-3, 10 on a good, you know, with some bounces. Kennedy Cameron says, up early. I'm always up, Kennedy. It's just, Friday mornings will tend to be earlier shows. And if you guys listen to the podcast that I did previously when I had the website, sportsinthemitten.com, I try to do Friday shows like 11, 12 o'clock, somewhere in that range. So let me see if I... let me knock out these Twitter ones first, guys, and then I'll get to your YouTube ones, I promise. Brett Paiuti, and I am pronouncing it correctly this time. Brent, let me know. Says, I firmly believe this will be UM's best O-line since the Carter era. Your thoughts? Again, guys, I think comparing like eras and stuff, I had a comment actually on YouTube from the last podcast. People were saying that like hoax players were soft and it was a softer era. I don't think that's fair. I would not go with that. I think it's a harder mentality with Jim Harbaugh, but I don't think that the players are soft. And again, you know, Jake Butt was a Hoke player. Mason Cole is a Hoke player. Wilton Spate is a Hoke player. None of these guys are soft at all. So I'll leave it at that. Jordan Lewis, all those guys were Hoke guys. Let me see any other, the NJ.com thing as well. So many topics, guys. I think I rattled them off. I do want to center today's discussion around the running back group, but Ty Isaac specifically. But if you guys have any other questions, I think I pretty much took care of them. We can get started. Boss6268, can you repeat what you said on Hurst? Sure. And again, this is from Chris Ballas of thewolverine.com. This is on his message board. Let me bring back up that. And I actually didn't read this part. This part is more specific. Fifth-year senior defensive tackle Maurice Hurst is already back practicing after being taken from the field with what we've heard was a knee injury, contusion, last week. Some close to it were worried because it looked bad. It was determined shortly thereafter that it wasn't. So, sounds like a knee injury. And then again, going with Luigi Villan, and this is from Chris Ballas on thewolverine.com. Fresh Luigi Villan went down with an apparent leg injury recently, and we've got no updates on this one. Like Hurst, it didn't look good. But again, first glances can be deceiving. Redshirt junior Chase Winovich and sophomore Rashawn Gary have been, quote, banged up, but are both expected to be fine for the opener. So did you get that base? It sounds like the Mo with some kind of knee contusion. Nothing has been confirmed yet by Michigan. But again, if it's on thewolverine.com, how credible is Chris Ballas? Chris Ballas is credible, Zachary. He's one of those guys that I would say, if Chris posted it, then he's got good intel on it. And again, a lot of these, I don't want to say that there's never any good info on message boards, but you got to be careful. Not all of it is good. MIC Brooke, how do you feel about James Hudson practicing with the O-line? I like it. MIC, and actually I got this question the other day from Alex Bricker at abrick75 on Twitter. He wanted to know is it more of a abundance of depth on D-line or the fact that they need help on O-line? I mean, it's probably a little bit of both, but I think that the defensive line is pretty well stacked, and moving a guy over, especially moving, I could see James outside, inside guy, especially like left side. He's 6'6", 300 pounds, left guard, left tackle. I could definitely see that happening. So, to answer your question, I like it. I think Michigan's offensive line needs some help. It needs some depth. I'm not overly concerned about it because I do think, you know, based on everything we've heard, that they're more athletic. But depth is never a problem. Wes Weber, you think Jim McElwain messing with Harbaugh or his quarterback situation at Florida something? Is it shaky? Okay, well, let's put it this way. In the very beginning, Jim Harbaugh said what? There was a three-way tie, right, between Wilton, John, and Brandon. Excuse me while I take a drink of water. That was really early, though, in camp, right? And that's coach speak. As far as McElwain's concerned, I haven't had enough contact with McElwain to be able to get a read on him. You know, I watch him in press conferences. He seems kind of like, he's a little bit of a looser guy. And he does come across as a guy who may not be as closely guarded and when it comes to stuff like that as Jim Harbaugh, if that makes sense. If Jim Harbaugh says he's got a three-way tie, it probably really isn't a three-way tie. If Jim McElwain, on the other hand, says that he has a three-way tie, then I tend to believe it. And it's what, Felipe Franks, he's a redshirt sophomore now. Luke Del Rio, it was Jack Del Rio's kid. And, you know, if you're a little bit older, you remember Jack Del Rio. And then also Malik Zaire, the transfer from Notre Dame. And I read some quotes, too. It sounds like Malik, you know, if you transfer in from Notre Dame and a lot of people thought that you could, you know, go somewhere and start, and now you're in the thick of a three-man race, it sounds like. It does, based on what I read on ESPN, it doesn't sound like Malik is probably overly satisfied with that. And so I do believe that with Florida, it is kind of a case of you have three quarterbacks. And what's the saying? If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one quarterback. So if you have three, how many quarterbacks do you have? So, yes, I think that Florida's quarterback situation is shaky. Kennedy Cameron, do we finally get a 1,000-yard rusher? Kennedy, I've written about this before. I think Chris Evans has a potential. And again, and I'm basing it on just doing a little bit of math. Davion had, 188 carries last year for 800 and some change. Chris had, like, half of those carries and 30% fewer of the yards. Chris had, I forgot how many carries exactly he had, somewhere in the 80 range, 90 range. It was about half of what Davion had. And he ended up with 600 and some change. So I do think that Chris Evans has the potential to be a 1,000-yard back, and especially if we look at, I mean, he might rush for 500 against Rutgers. Who knows? I mean, guys, I got to tell you, this Rutgers game, I can't wait to preview this thing. This is going to be funny. It really is. If you guys are paying attention out there, you know, NJ.com is not doing Rutgers any favor, and obviously, it's its home media outlet. It's not there to be a cheerleader or help it, but it's not helping it right now with the FOIA and then kind of poking a little bit. I read an article yesterday off NJ.com, said that Jim Harbaugh is too busy meeting the Pope, doing stuff like that, than putting out a roster. So you can bet that Harbaugh's probably been brought to his attention. You can bet that that's going to be message board material, and you know. It'd be kind of funny if he just went out and handed rosters out ahead of the game. I heard DPJ, I'm sorry, I did not see that one. Something about DPJ, I heard DPJ has been on fire the last couple days of fall camp. Dan Kronk, Addie McKenzie, Boss 6268. What was that about? Hurst just joined. Mo Hurst, it sounds like knee contusion, Addie McKenzie, and that's according to Chris Ballas on TheWolverine.com. And I see Brooke, I did not see that one right there. I'm sorry. Hey guys, let's talk about running backs for a second. Let's get some running back questions because I want to talk about Ty Isaac. I wrote a column about Ty yesterday. That's on FanRag Sports, so check it out at FanRag_U. I tweeted it from my Twitter account at AdamBiggers81. I think and we just talked about Chris, so that kind of got me back on that topic again. I think there is reason for some excitement around this running back group. And if you guys ask me questions, I'll tell you why. If you don't ask me questions, then I'll tell you why anyway. And I'm particularly, excited, anticipating Ty Isaac. I'm really anxious to see what Ty is going to be able to do. I think that all things considered with Ty, this being his final year, I mean, he's got stats of like 144 carries, 800-some yards, and like 8 touchdowns. And in theory, that could just be a pretty good season, one full season. For a guy like Ty Isaac. And it just hasn't materialized, but I think it can. Will one or both freshmen redshirt Jake Vandermeer? Running backs? Are you talking about running backs? Kirk Taylor and Omari Samuels? I think so. Because, I mean, just say Michigan has a group of four right now that's ready to go. I don't imagine going six deep. I don't really think that there's a need to. I'd almost guarantee it at least one. There's only two. So I guarantee one of them gets redshirted, but I wouldn't be surprised to see both of them. Because I think Kareem Walker is going to get it. I think Kareem's going to by everything we've heard, it sounds like he's getting his stuff together. I think Kareem is going to be a factor in there. And then obviously Chris and Karan, I think, are going to be the two top, with Chris being the lead back. And then I think Ty Isaac has the potential. Depends how he plays. Maybe he's that second running back right there. But again, when you have a pecking order of Chris Evans, Karan Higdon, those guys combined for more than 1,000 yards last year and 10 touchdowns, I don't think there's a lot of worry with that top end. It's pronounced Mike Brooke. Is it Mike? Well, it says M.I.C. Brooke. Mike Brooke. Or is that a joke about the names the other day? Either way, if you want to be called Mike, I'll call you Mike. I took care of all the questions on Twitter, guys. Running back questions. We're going on 15 minutes. I'd like to keep this one today 30 minutes. Hard 30 minutes. I'm serious. I would like to. But I really want to talk about the running backs. But obviously that's not a hot topic of conversation with you guys today. If you don't want to talk about the running backs, I guess that's okay. Here's one. Kennedy Cameron, do you think not having a running back coach hurts us? Jay Harbaugh is a running back coach. Greg Fry, run game coordinator. They have two running backs coaches. Alphonso Smith on behind the scenes. I'm sorry, I didn't see that one that added me. Please put that one back up. But yeah, I mean, but Michigan has plenty of coaching for the running backs, Kennedy. Did you mean not having a running backs coach who was a running back? Is that what you meant? This one, Daniel Jarrett, Adam Biggers 81. I've really been wanting to see what Kareem Walker will bring. Do you think he will become the back we thought? Well, I don't know what you thought he'd be. I thought Kareem would be a pretty good back. And I'm not afraid to say that I was wrong on Derrick Green. More times than not, I'm right. But I was wrong on Derrick Green. I think Kareem Walker has that blend of speed and power that they can really become that type of running back that I thought that maybe Derrick Green was going to be. You know, not a blazer, but some power, little touch of speed. Kennedy Cameron, real running back coach. Well, I mean, Jay is a real running backs coach. That's his title. Alphonso Smith played running back in the NFL. He played collegiately at Kentucky. I think Alphonso with the Bills and another team. But again, he's not on the field. He can't be on the sidelines during games. He's more of a running backs advisor. And Greg Fry, you know, with all kinds of offensive line, offensive coordinating experience, and that ties in with the run game, I don't think that there should be any concern about Michigan's running back coach position or any concern about Jay Harbaugh. I know that a lot of people like to bag on Jay, and I don't know if it's out of like a jealousy thing. You know, he's what, 20? I think he's 28, 29 now. He's coaching with his dad. He's living a dream. But I don't think he's just there because of Jim. I think he's there because he's knowledgeable. I think he's there because he knows what he's doing. So that's my take on Jay Harbaugh. I'm not real big into the nepotism stuff. You know, a lot of people like to... I got some comments about Jay on the other YouTube video. I just thought they were a little bit ridiculous. I didn't see that top one. Andrew Pearson. And they're disappearing, guys. I'm sorry. Andrew, can I see yours again? And there was one right before it I missed. I know Michigan fans know the running back situation, but do you think everyone else is kind of overlooking Karan Higdon? I feel like he's due for a huge Kristen or a huge season. No disrespect to Chris. No, I don't. Not at all. I don't think people are really overlooking Karan Higdon, but I think a lot of the topic centers around people want to know, like, who's going to be that guy, right? Who's going to be the stat guy? Who's going to be the 1,000-yard guy? I think Chris has the potential to be a 1,000-yard guy, but production doesn't always... You know, volume doesn't always mean better. I think Karan Higdon's got a shot, honestly, to be Michigan's best running back if you take into account the scenarios, things like that. Importance of the carries, you know. I mean, Chris is gonna gobble up yards against, you know, Air Force, Cincinnati, Rutgers, that kind of stuff. But Karan might be that kind. Karan doesn't shy away from contact. Jay Harbaugh was really talking about... He said that he, you know, he plays with a lot of natural leverage. And he's like 5'10", about 190, but he's built. He's stacked. I mean, Karan's about my height, a little bit bigger than me, and Karan's like twice as wide as me. I mean, he's a stacked guy. And I'll say this, I remember Amp Campbell, actually, great, great resource of mine. Amp, a legend at Michigan State, came back from, a couple neck injuries. Just wonderful story. If you get a chance, Google my name and Amp Campbell, you'll read that stuff. But Amp is from Sarasota. He went to the same high school, Sarasota, Florida. He went to the same high school as Karan. And I remember talking to Amp last year, and he said, hey, he wishes Karan would have went to Michigan State. He's got that much respect for him, and Karan is that good of a back. So people are talking about Karan, and whether it's people from his hometown or, I've heard Karan mentioned a little bit. I know that Chris is getting most of the attention, but Karan is definitely a guy, I wouldn't say that he's overlooked, but I think that Chris Evans is pretty good, and people are really focusing on his kind of his potential. So maybe they don't always talk about Karan, but I don't think it's an overlooking thing at all. And I missed a couple of those questions, guys. And again, like I said at the top of the show, combined with the Twitter questions, these YouTube questions, my massive ADHD. I don't know if you guys have been able to tell yet, but I'm a little ADHD sometimes. I would like to kind of put together some type of format to where maybe there's a few minute intro, then I get into the questions. Whatever makes it easier for you guys. I did get a comment saying something about enlarge the browser so that way I don't have to keep looking in like this to read the comments, and you guys can tell when I shave and when I don't shave, that kind of stuff. So let me know what you want to see in terms of improvement. This question, I just got a new one from Daniel Jarrett II on Twitter. Excuse me, on Twitter at dboy214, DEEBOY214. I've really been wanting to see what Kareem Walker will bring. Do you think he will become? Okay, Daniel, I think you just asked that question on YouTube. And again, guys, if I miss it on YouTube, don't be afraid to send it to me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Jalen Taylor says, Higdon is pretty nasty. Always has a potential to break one for big yards with his burst. Should be a great mix-up at back, and then it disappeared. But yeah, I agree with everything that you just said, Jalen. Absolutely. And I think it's important to mention, too, I think I had mentioned this the other day when I was talking about John O'Korn, that he said Karan's got a burst like nobody's ever seen. And I mean, and Chris has a pretty good burst. But I think Karan's probably, that... I'm trying to think. It's almost like sometimes I feel like I should get... I have some little starting lineup guys in here. Maybe I should grab them and I can demonstrate it a little bit easier than I could say. Chris is, I think, unquestionably the shiftier, faster back. But Karan is the guy who could probably do a lot of the same things and absorb contact, if that makes sense. And give it. And again, Jay Harbaugh said that Karan plays with great natural leverage. And anything natural, you got to like that because you can't coach that. Jake Vandermeer, any of the backs in the kick return mix? Yes, Jake. Chris Evans specifically, I know that he's been back there. Jay had mentioned when we asked him about special teams, wide receivers are back there too. So Khalik Hudson's been back there. Kennedy Cameron, hope the rotation is not like last year. Kennedy, what did you not like about the rotation last year? I thought they were pretty good. I think, they scored 40 or 41 rushing touchdowns compared to, 25 the year before? Pretty good average per carry as a team. I thought the Wolverines came out too fast. The rotation came out too fast, mm-hmm. Kennedy? Could you elaborate on that? I liked Michigan's running back rotation last year. I thought Devion, Chris, and Karan did a good job. So, Kennedy, you're saying that they... What do you mean by it came out too fast? I'm not sure I'm following you on that one. Okay, guys, we're approaching the 25-minute mark, which means my motor mouth, that gives us enough time to answer one question. I'll try to answer a couple more questions, guys. Mike Brooke. Is it too early to say Omari Samuel might see some action? Mike Brooke, I think Omari is a candidate for a red shirt. Then again, I said the same thing about Ambry Thomas weeks ago, and it sounds like Ambry's going to get in that mix at cornerback sooner or later, so somewhere in the secondary. Jalen Kelly-Powell, too. But with Omari, I think just due to sheer volume of backs. I mean, like I've mentioned a couple times, Michigan's got four that are ready to go right now. Jalen Taylor, I think we are all hoping for a thunder and lightning from Evans and Higdon. LOL, maybe not quite that impressive, then it disappeared. I think you could get that. I think you could get thunder, lightning, landslide with Chris, Karan, Ty, and then throw Kareem in there too. Antoine Johnson, I think Hardball needs to come out more aggressive with the receiving weapons. At times, he was a bit too, and then it disappeared. Conservative? Let me say that one again, Antoine. I'm sorry. These things are literally staying up for, I mean, as long as I can read them, about 2 seconds. Who is pulling ahead at right tackle? Dan Kronk wants to know. I mean, it's John Runyon or Juwan Bushel-Beede, but I'm leaning toward John Runyon now. Initially, I thought it would be Juwan. I'm leaning toward John Runyon, and I think if Mike Onwenu is not a lock for right guard, then I think it's Juwan at right guard. Some combination of thereof. If it's Juwan at right tackle and Mike is not a lock at right guard, then I think we'll see Runyon. Worried about the corners, Boss 6268. I've addressed this before. I think Mike Zordich, it was more of a rah-rah, light a fire. He mentioned he wanted the players to read the articles that were going to come out. I think it was with a purpose. I think, you know, he knew that they were going to see this. These guys have phones. These guys have computers. So I think it was more along the lines of that, because I don't think that they were as bad. And it's important to remember, guys, you know, they're going against really good wide receivers at the same time. Just like, you know, week and a half, a couple weeks ago, we heard Jim Harbaugh was saying nobody could stop Mo Hurst. The offensive line was getting eaten up by this defensive line. So I think that it's just one of those things where you got to consider the level of competition. What position, Kevin Grulich, what position group do you think will have the most improvement? Zachary Hamden says he thinks Zordich is just playing. I don't think Zordich was playing, but I think he was playing it up a little bit. Position group, most improvement. Well, I mean, it's got to be the corners, but I think as a whole, the defensive backs, the secondary should be okay with Josh Metellus and Tyree Kennell back there. Position groups that I'm paying attention to, specific or position cornerback, and then position group would be offensive line. I know that they're saying they're more athletic, but they did lose three all Big Ten starters, so that does raise a little bit of concern for me. All right, guys, I'm gonna wrap it up today. Sorry to keep it a little bit short, but I do have some things to do today. There'll be an availability later today, so be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, watch the live streams. We'll have some players after practice. I want to thank Tim and Keith at Mr. Spots for keeping me fed through the season. 808 State Street in Ann Arbor, MrSpotsAnnArbor.com. Follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag Sports at FanRag underscore you. Zachary says, I love you. Great work. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for watching. Good job, says Boss. Yeah, guys, I'll have another one this weekend. And again, if you want to see any improvements, Jalen says Florida preview next week. Yes, sir, Jalen. If you guys want to see any improvements, I'm gonna start putting together some segments. I don't want to have it too much production. I like the casual feel. I was kind of going for like a Wayne's World kind of thing. If you guys out there remember Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2, which was pretty good for a sequel, if I might add. I was kind of going for that feeling, kind of casual, somewhere where we could talk. It doesn't have to be all stuffy and you know, people trying to you know, be pompous and arrogant and all that stuff. Just good quality discussion. So what was that side note? Something about the Tigers. I saw that. Ooh, that was a brawl. That was a brawl. Gary Sanchez, I think, is Detroit sports fans' newest favorite athlete, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw a poll that said Gary Sanchez was a runaway favorite. So, all right, guys, I appreciate you watching again. I'm Adam Biggers, Michigan and Michigan State beat writer for FanRag Sports. Follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. And don't forget, for those who haven't been watching on the YouTube live streams, I'm on Blog Talk Radio on the FanRag Sports Blog Talk channel, Sports of the Men. Sports of the Men's also on iTunes, and follow it on Twitter at Mitten Sports MI. like it on Facebook, Sports in the Mitten. Hey guys, I'm Adam. Thanks for joining me. Have a great Friday. I'll talk to you this weekend.